The Flutwood River is in Hovland, Minnesota, and the river's about 7 miles long and curves up away from the lake. And at the headwaters of the river is a big marshy wetlands. And the water source is some springs up there, and also nobody's quite sure if the river technically starts out of this small lake up there or just out of the wetlands.
Rick Schubert owns a cabin in Hovland, just a minute walk from the Flute Reed River. Once a week, Rick walks down the road to the Flute Reed, where he takes a reading on how much sediment is in the water.
We're measuring the sediment amount in the river. And by judging how there's a black and white disc which is attached to the little cord, and we view that through the column of water. So the less sediment is in the water, the clearer the water is, and we'll be able to see the disc farther down through the water. When the water is real muddy, we have to raise the disc up a long ways before we can finally see it. And it's reading 31 centimeters. So then I enter that into my log and do this once a week and after rain events, and at the end of the season then send it into the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. They put it in their databanks with all the other rivers and lakes and collect that.
Rick isn't a scientist, but he and a few other volunteers have been taking these readings on the Flute Reed for the past couple years. They're part of a group called the Flute Reed River Partnership. The partnership came together about 5 years ago, at a time that Rick can actually pinpoint as the moment when he first started worrying about the river.
Looking out into Chicago Bay one spring, when we had had a significant snow over the winter, and all of Chicago Bay was brown, this brown, muddy water. And it's just kind of depressing to see that. The waves are brown instead of blue.
Seeing the lake that day spurred Rick to seek out other concerned people around the river to learn more about what was going on with the Flute Reed and what they could do to make it healthier. One of the things that became apparent immediately was that there was too much sediment in the river.
The sediment turns into mud, and it clogs the gravel, and it makes it hard for the microinvertebrates, all the hundreds of types of little bugs that live in the river. It makes it hard for them to survive. By clogging up the gravel with mud, it makes it hard for the steelhead trout to spawn, because they lay their eggs in amongst those pebbles and gravel. And if that's all filled with mud, they don't have a good place to spawn. The other negative result of all this sediment is what it's doing to Lake Superior. We're dumping tons of sediment into Lake Superior on the Flute Reed River. And that sediment, that is red clay primarily, which includes just naturally has a lot of phosphorus in the clay. And phosphorus is a nutrient for algae. And so we're getting algae blooms on Chicago Bay that we've never had before. Hearing from people who have been up here a long time say that that didn't used to happen.
Over the past few years, Rick and the Flute Reed River Partnership have accomplished a lot, including securing over $500,000 in Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funds to help rehabilitate the river. Most of the Flute Reed projects funded by GLRI will take place on the river this summer.
We are replacing and upgrading, it's either going to be 3 or 4 undersized culverts. They're all culverts that are either poorly designed or they're just undersized, so they're frequently washing out. And a lot of that gravel and sediment ends up in the Flute Reed River. The second component is there was a new county bridge put on over the Flute Reed River on North Road 2 or 3 years ago. And we want to just improve the riprap and kind of revegetate that whole area with native vegetation. There's also an old CCC dam from the 30s just north of that new bridge site, and that's falling apart. Then the third part which is actually the major part, we are going to try, we're going to try and stabilize four or five of these big red clay slumping banks on the river. And that's where most of the sediment comes from.
It's this last project that has the most impact on Lake Superior. For Rick, that's one of the main reasons he does this work in the first place.
The main impact of the river on Lake Superior is the sediment that it dumps into the lake. That sediment settles somewhere. Red clay stays in solution amazingly long time. It's amazing. I've pulled water out of Lake Superior in a 5-gallon glass jar, and a month later the clay is still suspended. It hasn't settled out. But this river and other rivers on the North Shore and all around Lake Superior are severely affecting Lake Superior. And so myself, I'm very concerned about what the river's doing to Lake Superior. And the only way to help this is to help the river. And by helping the river, we're going to help Lake Superior.
It might seem like a small thing to walk down once a week, take a reading of the river sediment, and send off the results at the end of the summer. But these projects around the lake, like the work of Rick and the Flute Reed River Partnership, help lead to healthy tributaries, which in turn leads to a healthy Lake Superior, which feeds our health too. If it wasn't for the work of volunteers like Rick, we'd have more algae in the water, steelhead would have less spawning ground, and big storm events would do more damage.
It's easy to look at Lake Superior and see it as this gigantic body of water that we couldn't possibly hurt. It is so big. But I've always thought what's interesting about Lake Superior is how little the water turns over. On Lake Erie, the water changes in Lake Erie every 5 years. There's a complete change in the water. In Lake Superior, that water changes every 193 years. There's very little water flowing out relatively to Lake Superior. There's relatively little water running in. Lake Superior has a very small watershed considering the size of the lake. And so what we're putting into the lake, whether it's sediment or ship ballast or sewage from a city, it basically is going to stay in that lake a long time.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior. Support for this feature comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Music and sounds in this feature were produced by Peter Elvin. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.